Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
Last week, we briefly discussed type 2 diabetes, which is one of the many manifestations of inflammation within the body. Others include arthritis, colitis, cardiovascular disease, and cancer, just to name a few. Inflammation is a big deal, and factors such as overeating carbohydrates, chronic stress, and repetitive movements are just a few of the compounding factors promoting inflammation within the body. In general, a person with an inflammatory disorder has many factors working against each other to produce a chronic state of disease. It's important for such individuals to work with licensed health professionals trained in working with inflammatory disorders. There are many factors to consider in each case, and a proper team will provide the best outcomes. After removing the sources of inflammation, such as excess refined carbs, trans fats, unnecessary repetitive motions, and other stressors, we can turn our attention to some of the goodies that help us naturally decrease inflammation. Start by limiting your refined carb count to a maximum of 60 to 70 grams per day, not including low-starch vegetables. While complex carbohydrates contain fiber and break down more slowly than refined carbs, making them easier on blood sugar metabolism, it's still best to watch your intake of those too, because they are ultimately changed into sugar. I typically recommend eating frequent small meals throughout the day, including protein, healthy fat, and fiber at each meal. One bonus of eating healthy fats plus fiber is that they help us feel full. Fiber helps to slow the absorption of sugar, so a healthy amount at mealtimes will improve blood sugar levels, especially if its soluble fiber is found in avocados. For best health, include anti-inflammatory foods, herbs, and spices as often as practical. Fatty fish such as wild Alaskan salmon are rich sources of omega-3 fats and can help reduce inflammation and oxidative stress in the body. Other potent anti-inflammatory foods are dark leafy greens such as kale, spinach, collard greens, and Swiss chard. These foods are rich sources of many things that most people can benefit from. Blueberries are one of the best fruits money can buy. They are quite high in antioxidants compared to other fruits, and they're also lower in sugar than many others. Some important spices include cloves, ginger, rosemary, turmeric, and cinnamon. Garlic is also prized for many reasons, including its benefits as an antioxidant, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal aid. Some or all of these should be in most diets daily. Finally, at least for today, consider including many fermented vegetables and traditionally cultured foods such as kefir, natto, kimchi, pickles, sauerkraut, and olives. These help to optimize the gut flora, important for the immune system and reducing inflammation.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.